Okay, well, we're waiting to start. First of all, good morning. Second of all, I want to thank Rav Aaron for taking over, not just for a short amount of time, but I was afraid I would come back and find out that somebody else was sitting in my seat. But in any case, Baruch Hashem. I just want to thank him and prepare him for the next one. Okay, we're on the bottom of Yoreh Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to find a case of Me'ila that is only a remez, that it's not written beferish in the Torah, the Inyan, it's a remez and something that is difficult to, a person would be hard to ascertain without that Torah Shabbat Peh, without a remez, what's it called, a very flimsy remez. Okay. The Gemara says like this, Elam Rav Ashi, the case of Me'ila, which is Harim Hatluyim Besar, is talking about the following case, or a similar case, not only this case, but a case similar to this kind of case. Notel Evan O'Korish O'Hegdish, Hareza L'Moal. A person took a stone or a beam that belonged to Hegdish, then just by taking it, he's not Moal. The Gemara is going to explain that it's talking about a Gizbar who doesn't take it since it was in his Rishus, he was the Gizbar of Hekdesh, just taking it doesn't take it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh. It's in his Rishus, it's in the Rishus of Hekdesh. He didn't do anything with it yet. So just taking it, right, doesn't take it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, since he's a Gizbar. Nosno v'chavero, hu mol v'chavero lo mol. But if he gave it to somebody else, then by giving it to somebody else, he's taking it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, as he's mol. But once it goes out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, it's chulin. Therefore, the chaver is not moel. Where it says michti, mishko shokla. If he took it, then what difference does it make? Eretz mali hu, mali chavero. What difference does it make him or the chaver? Lamai said he took it. He took it out of the rishus of hektish. So the make a chilek where he took it, or he gave it to somebody else, doesn't seem to make any sense, right? And that's why this halacha is harim atluim besar. Hainu keharim atluim besar. Mara says, "My kosher." Dilma kede Shmuel. No, Shmuel explained this Mishnah. The Omar Shmuel, Hacha, the Gizbar Hamasuras Lo Avnei Binyan Askin. We're talking about a Gizbar who's responsible for the building materials of Hekdesh. So as long as it's in his Rishus, it's in the Rishus of Hekdesh. So if he took it, he didn't take it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh. But if he gave it to somebody else, then he took it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh. Then it's Me'ila.
He took it for what purpose?
What? No, he took it with intention maybe of using it himself, but he didn't use it. So just by taking it, he didn't change the Rishus. It was in his Rishus before, now it's his now. Right, the Chol Hecha, the Mancha, Rishus of the Day, Mancha. Right, wherever the Hekdesh is, it's in his Rishus. So taking it into his Rishus with the Kavana of doing something else with it doesn't make it, what's it called, doesn't make it Me'ila. Rashi. So the person who gives it to the other person, the original person who gave it over to somebody else, took it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh by giving it to somebody else. The Chaver lo mal, and from that point on, the other person is not moel. The Chol Shiyasa hu bo, whatever he does with it, is not going to be moel. The Hadidehu, because now he gave it to him, he took it out of Hekdesh. Now it's chulit. The Oleha Dahayek lishlume la Hekdesh. The first person has to pay Hekdesh for taking this out of Hekdesh. Mordechai says, no, it's no big deal. It's talking about a Gizbar. Wherever it was in his Rishus. Therefore, as long as he didn't put it into somebody else's Rishos, it remained in his Rishos, even though he had Kavanah to use it for himself, that's not talking taking out of the Rishos of Hekdesh. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? I remember, I wrote a piece of Torah, Gabi, if there's such a thing as a Rishos of Hekdesh, a Chotzer for Hekdesh, how do you look at the Gizborim? Gizbori Hekdesh. Are they Mamish, the Rishos of Hekdesh? Or they're just people who are responsible for Hekdesh, but they're put in their Rishus, not the Rishus of Hekdesh. The Havamina took on that they're not mamish hektish, they just have to watch over hektish. But it's not that in their rishus is rishus of hektish. So therefore, if they take it for their own purposes, even though they didn't change the rishus, that's called changing the rishus. And the Gemara's maskon is no. A gizbar is a, he represents hektish, and his rishus becomes the rishus of hektish. Okay, let's go on. Elami Seifa. So that's not the case of Horem Atluim Basar. So what is the case? The Seifa of that Mishnah. Bano Besofe. So if he took that beam and he built it into his house, Hareza Lo Moel. Ashiyodr Tachteho. So he's not Moel until he uses it by living under it. Bishava Pruta. And Tosus points out that the only thing that goes out of Hektish is the Shava Pruta. Of the, in other words, if you have to pay rent to live in that house. So by living in the house for a few minutes, that's a shava pruta of the rent. Then you've used the hektish for something that's worth money. Then you're moel. But just by putting it in the house, building it into the house, not. Gemara says, michti, shenu yeshanye, malidor, malidodor. By building it into the house, you took it out of the rishus of hektish. What difference does it make if you lived in the house, you didn't live in the house? By putting it in the house, you took it out of the rishus of hektish. That's the case of Harim Atluim Basara. This is a my kushya, no. Dilma l'chidarav. Doma rav, kigon shinicho api aruba. See, darboa in, lo darboa lo. Right? It's talking, well, you didn't build it mamish into the house where you changed it. Right? You connected it to the house, so you changed it from a movable board into a wall. You just, there was a skylight, and you put the beam over the skylight. So he didn't do anything to it. He didn't change it at all. Right? So then, if you used it by living under it, then you took it out of hektish. Here, you didn't use it. You just put it in a place. You could take it away back and you didn't take it out of the rishus of hektish at all. Rashi, shinuye shanye kishikov binyan. When you built it into the house, you changed it from a board into a wall. The kanya b'shinuye shemisas of the kova. Because usually, in order to build it into the wall, you have to change it. You have to, smooth it down, or you have to cut it to size, so you changed it. You changed that can't be changed back. Mar says, no, you didn't change it at all. You didn't build it into the wall, you just put it to cover a skylight. That, you didn't have to change at all, you didn't have to make any shinui. And that's a shinui that goes to the briyasa. The shinui could be easily turned back, right, by just taking it away. Where it says, Shinicha pi aruba, lifko ko aruba, to cover the skylight. The chol shor shiyutsunotla veloshan yamide. Whenever you want, you can take it away from there. There's no shinui. So you didn't change the thing, therefore you didn't do anything to it to take it out of the rishus of hektish. Ela l'olam kidarava. Where it says, the case of harim hatluim besaira is like rava. The case we had before where the balabayas remembered that it was hektish, before the shliach went and used the money, and then the shliach is moel, not the balabais. Rashi says over there the reason is because once the balabais remembered, he doesn't want him to be a shliach anymore. So he's working on his own. And now there's no shliach, he's not a shliach. And Rashi in other places says the reason is because now the balabais is mazid. There's no me'ila by mazid. Only one could be moel, and since the balabais is mazid, and the shliach is still a shogeg, he's the one who has the me'ila. So in any case, and we've already said before, what's the big deal? It's like any time you do something b'shogeg. Someone says, no, here it's different. U'dekakashiloch midi dehavi amotzi mos hektish l'chulin. It's like any shogeg, where you thought it was chulin and it was hektish. No, here it's different. Hashem made the yodadikas u'di the hektish. A regular balabayas knows he has money of hektish and he has money of chulin. And he got mixed up. He thought this was the chulin money and not the hektish money. That's called shogeg. But over here, Iboyele Liyune, so you should have been careful. That's called shogeg. Hacha mi yoda. Here the guy didn't know the chalal that we're talking about something that could be hektish. A person doesn't have to think that every money that somebody gives him could be hektish. Therefore, here it's closer to an onus. And therefore, svara-wise, I would say, that why should the shliach be moel? He's an onus. Why should I even think that this is hektish? Right? Hainu kehar matulim besara. That's why this is considered like mountains hanging on a hair. Hainu keharim atluyim b'saira. V'smicha mu'etes medaminen lo lemotzi mol shekdesh l'chulin. Because it's remotely compared to a person who b'shogeg took something that he knew could be hekdesh and wasn't careful. He mixed up his money with hekdesh money, knowing that he had hekdesh money around. Why? Shaharei karav hula onis yosef and hashogeg. Here it's more of something that you can't even say the guy was negligent. It's more like an onus. Well, what am I supposed to do? Because somebody gave me money, I assumed that it was what's it called, it was chulin. Why should I even think that it's hekdesh? Kamash malon, no, that's also called shogeg. Mikra muad v'halachos merubos, right, says that what's it called, negoyim and ohalos, or what's it called, tana negoyim v'olos mikra muad v'halachos merubos. More so, negoyim mikra muad, negoyim mikra meruba. There's two parshia, what's it, hazriya mitzora, speak about negoyim, there's plenty of psukim. Amar of Papa Hachi Kamer. Negoyim mikru meruva halachas muatas. Senechanami. Negoyim has more psukim than halachas. Ohalos, but ohalos, Torah has one pasuk about an ohel, right, or two psukim, and there's a whole mesechta on ohalos. Mikru muat v'halachas merubos. My nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? It's obvious. This one has a lot of psukim, this has a few psukim, right? E mistat gulach milsa b'negoyim. If you're not sure about something in negoyim, I ain't decroy. Look at the psukim. You'll be able to figure out things from the psukim by negoyim because there's a lot of psukim. The im estap and the milsa, but all those I must nisim. Then if you don't know something in all, it's not going to have to look at the psukim. You might as well get a mishnah. Right? So where you should look in your library, that's the difference between them. Rashi, no Rashi. Let's go. Dinim, michtok sivan. Dinim is also written. Right? It's not something that's only Torah shabal peh. Lo nitzucha elecha derevi. You need it for the following case and similar cases. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Mama. It says that what's it called? That two people are fighting, and the guy intends, this is the way the Gemara learns it in Sanhedrin, the person, Reuven, intends to kill Shimon. And a pregnant woman gets in the way and he kills her instead. So what's it called? It says you do Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Mamish, you kill him, because Niskavin Laragazev, Horagazev, Potter. You intended to kill one person, and by accident, you killed somebody else, you Potter, from Misa. So you don't give him a death penalty. So what does it mean? Money. You have to pay for the, what's it called, for the Vlados. Right? And even though there's a Mandiomer who said that in this case where you're not going to get Misa, but it was a Chiyu Misa, you Potter from Mamon also, so he learns it from different psukim. But according to this, you chayiv to pay for the children to the husband. Ata omer mamon oein el nefesh mamish. Maybe it means you kill her. He killed the woman, and even though he didn't intend to kill her, he gets chayiv misa since he intended to kill somebody. Nemra nesina lamata v'nemra nesina lamata. It says the word nesina above, and there it's talking about mamon, and it says nesina after that, and that's where it says what's it called, regabi the onesh of this person who killed the woman, right? Manasina Malahalan Moman Afkamam. Just like the first one is Mom, we'll see in 1 second what the psukim are. Rashi. Dina Michtav Sivan Mafurash and Yafa. There's a lot of psukim about what the halachas of dinim are of civil cases. Umasnish and Tani Yeshvan Smicha Mashmashaina Mafurashan. Yeshvan Smicha means there's what to base it on, but not that it's Mafurish. And dinim are a lot of things Mafurish. That's what Rashi says. That's what I've been saying all through. Right? There are things about dinim that are not mafurish, like this one and others. So whenever the Gemara says this case, doesn't mean that case. It means like anything like this case and other things that are similar to it too. Nefesh takas nefesh. Im again, the case is Reuven is fighting with Shimon. And he intends to kill Shimon, but by mistake he kills the pregnant woman. So yitei mamon demei ha'ish el yosheho. So he pays the worth of the woman to her heirs. She'ein alav chiyuv misa. He doesn't have a chiyuv misa. Why? Shalom iskavin la. He didn't have kavana to kill her. He intended to kill Shimon. Ela l'chaveru niskavin. Yesivi chinotzu anoshim yachtav. Rebbe holds that where you murder somebody and you didn't have kavana to kill them, you don't get a chiyuv misa and you have to pay money. You pay what they would be sold as a slave. Nesina l'mala, l'inyan d'mevla, and there's two different shitas, argue on Rebbe. Reb Shimon, I think, says that niskaven l'arugas v'harugas es chayiv. You get chiyuv misa. And the third shita is, you don't get misa, but you don't pay mamon either, right? Since whenever there would be a chiyuv misa, had you had kavana, you potter from mamon, because it came with the rab meaning. That's how we pass it. Nesina l'mala, l'inyan d'mevla, those ksivan asam b'tlilim. Above this, it says in lo ye'asam, if the woman doesn't get killed, just a matter that she lost her children, then you have to pay the money of the children for the to the husband. And for the children, there's no chiyuv misa because they're not born yet. They weren't born yet. Nesina l'mata v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. And it says nesina when the case where the woman is killed, that also only means money. My nefesh d'mei ha'nefesh. Nefesh means the worth of the nefesh. Avodos, Michtav Ksivan, Avodos also, Yeshav Amai Yismachud. It says the Ferish in the Torah, all the dinim of Avodos HaKorbanos. There is one Avoda that's not mentioned specifically in the Torah. That's only a remes. What is that? Holochas Adam. Taking the Dam and bringing it to the Mizbeah. Doesn't mention it the Ferish, because you don't have to make Holochas Adam. You could conceivably shech the animal right next to the Mizbeah and receive the blood and sprinkle it without moving at all. Right? If you shech the animal away from the Mizbeah, then you're going to have to walk with the Dam to bring it to the Mizbeah. So the walking of the Dam is an Avoda, but it's an Avoda Shiyochel Levakla. You don't have to do it. So therefore the Torah doesn't mention it specifically, but it's mentioned Agav. How? The Tanya. The Hikrivu Zu Kabbalah Adam. Says the Hikrivu B'nei Aaron is Adam. That's not talking about bringing it to the Mizbeach, bringing it close to the Mizbeach. That's talking about receiving it. That's what the Hikrivu means. The Afkar Rachmana B'Loshin Holocha. And the Torah used a Loshon that could also mean bringing it close. But it doesn't mean that. Okay? Tichsid, the Hikriv HaKohen is HaKol, the Hikter HaMizbeach. Right. How do I know that doesn't mean dafka to bring it close? Because the Torah says the hikri v'akoyin is hakol, the hikri v'mizbeicha. He should bring it and be master on his beach. Omar mar, zu halochas eivorim lekevesh. Same lashon. It's talking about bringing the eivorim to the kevesh in order to bring them onto the mizbeach. Okay? The Omar mar, zu halochas eivorim lekevesh. The Meimra, the halocha lo sifka michlal kabbalah. That receiving the blood, right, or what's it called, included in that is the halacha. Because in order to get it to the Mizbeach, for the Zrika, you have to get it there. So you can either get it there by doing it right next to it, or by later on walking, it's all included. But the Enechonami doesn't mention it, the Feirish. Because the Hikrivu does not mean to bring it close, it means to be Makabal Adam. Rashi. The Ekrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam, Afop Ishu Loshen Holocha, even though it sounds more like bringing it close, walking with it to bring it close to the Mizbeah, Einu Ela Kabbalah, doesn't mean that. It means to receive the blood in a Kli. Shari La'acha Shrita Niftaba, because this is talking immediately after Shrita. The Ein Holocha Elen Ken Kibbal Adam. And it can't be that after you shecht it, you bring the Dam to the Mizbeah, because there is no Dam yet. First you have to put it into a Kli. So the hikriv over here must mean that you're makabel it in the kli. The hikriv akoin is hakol, gabi eivorim si. Another place, the word the hikriv does not mean to bring it close. Gabi eivorim si. The hikvakerv akroayim yurchats b'mayim. The hikriv akoin is hakol, the hikterim is becha. Zu halochas eivorim lekevesh. That's talking about bringing the eivorim to the kevesh. The ilu haktorah behedik si. Can't mean that he burns it because that it says the fair is the hikter. Therefore, since the Torah used the lashon of what's it called of the hikrit, even though it's not talking about bringing it to the mizbeach, but it's included as an avoda, right? The afagav shehi avoda she'efshel levakla. It's an avoda you don't have to do, right? She'imrotz a shochet b'tzara mizbeach v'zorei, because you don't have to walk anywhere with the dam. You could have shechted and received the blood right next to the Mizbeach. You don't have to go anywhere. where you weren't mevatlet and you shechted away from the mizbeach and you now, by necessity, have to bring the dam to the mizbeach, that's also an avoda. Right? It's an avoda. We're falgin esak korban ve'mach shavoso, tzricha kohen, b'gde kohuno, posibo o nevi yoshev oro. Anything that applies to an avoda applies to that too. And therefore, if during the time that you're walking with it, you have machshava of pigul, it's mefagil, because pigul has to be b'shas avoda, it's called avoda. You need a kohen, you need big day kahuna to walk to the mizbeah, right? And an onen, a yoshev, oril, or pasul avoda, pasul is too. Taharos, mitzvah chsivin, taharos also. The halachas of tumah and tahara are also written. Why is that only al yesh amashi yismechu? Well, nitzvah l'shir mikveh. The low ksiva, the shear of a mikveh, right, all it says is, the tov al bamayim. Doesn't say how much mayim, right? Titania, v'rochatz es besoro bamayim, right, b'nei mikveh, es kol besoro, mayim shekol gufo ola b'hem. So Rashi learns what's it called, b'nei mikveh, how do you know that from bamayim, right? Maybe it's a bath, but it says bamayim, as if it would say behamayim, special water. Rashi says, Bamayim, Nikudoso Bepatach, Bamayim, not Bimayim. Right? Mashma Mayim Hamiyuchodim, Behamayim, that's special, Afuk Eshuvim. So Rashi learns what's special about it, that it's not drawn water, that it's rainwater. Umiyu Mayim Chaim Lotor, but you don't need spring water. Rainwater is enough. Mirsi Bezov Mayim Chaim, because by Azov it says Mayim Chaim, Mashma everybody else doesn't need that special water. Now the special, so the real special water is spring water. But this is the second level. It's not drawn water, it's rain water. Tosus argues on that, and he says, Mayim Shuv, we learn from a different pasuk. And over here, what's special is that it has to be contained. It can't be flowing. Right? That's what we learn from Bamayim. That has to be mikveh, it has to be contained, not flowing water. Okay. Bohem, let me get here. The Kamahem, so what is the shear? What's the shear of Mayim Shekol Gufo Ola Bohem? The Kamahem, Amal Amah Barum Shalash Amah. The person is, what's it called, an Amah by an Amah, Tosa says, with his clothes on. So therefore, without his clothes, he can squeeze into an area that's an amah by an amah. And a person with his head is four amahs high, and what's it called? And without his head is only three amahs. Without his head is three amahs. That doesn't mean when you go to the mikveh you take off your head, but it means you can bend it down so you're only three amahs high. Okay. Now if an amah is 2 feet, and most people are not 6 feet without their head. An amah is a foot and a half, right, which is a smaller shear. So then, three amahs is what? 4.5 feet, and the head adds another foot and a half. That seems more to be, an average person is maybe 6 feet, or close to 6 feet, and 4.5 feet without his head. But an average person to be, what's it called, 6 feet without his head, and 8 feet with his head doesn't seem to, because Onisha's shear doesn't seem to fit over here. The Shiru Chachomim may mikvar boin saw, and the Chachomim said that that amount is 40 saw of water. So the child over here, a few things. First of all, what if a person's a midget, and he can cover his body with less than 40 saw? So you still need 40 saw, you just need mayim, the average person is like this, or no. The Torah made the shir for the average person, it's machlokas rishonim. Right? Whether levisa, or what about a person who, what's it called, you have to have your whole body into the mikveh. This. How about a person who's bigger than that? And he can't get his whole body into a mikveh 40 saw. Okay? He's a giant. So that person, for sure, he has to have his whole body in the water at the same time. He can't do part by part. The nafkamina is, do you need a main mikveh of that shear? In other words, the shear becomes bigger. Normally, you need 40 saw. If after the 40 saw you add mayim shuv, and that's fine, it's bottled in the nizra. But what happens if the shear would be 50 saw? Then you couldn't add mayim shuvim until after 50 saw. So if a giant needs 50 saw, then you can't have 40 saw with 10 saw of mayim she'uvim. You have to have 50 saw of mayim of what's it called, megishamim. That's also machlokas. Whether somebody who's bigger needs a bigger shear or no. Just same shear as 40 saw, except there's another halacha that he has to have his whole body in the water, so you can add mayim she'uvim to that. Or no, he needs a bigger shear. And there's a smaller person, need a smaller shear. Or no, the shear is set smaller and bigger. Okay. Rashi, no Rashi. Tmeos, tumos, michtav sivin. Tumos also is written, what things are matame. Lo nitzuchel lechadoshim and asheretz. There is a halacha that's not written. And that is that a sheretz is matame ba'akadoshim, the size of a lentil. The lof sivin, the tanya, bohem. Yochol bekulam. I might think that the only time a sheretz is matame, if the whole sheretz is there. But if it's only a portion of a sheretz, not. Talmud lomer mehem. From them, even a portion. Yochol b'miktsasan. I might think that even a little bit, right? Talmud lomer bohem. It says bohem. Okay. So ad sheyiga b'miktsasan shukakulam. You have to touch a portion that is a portion that could be the whole thing. How's that? Shir chachom b'kadosha. Shekein chom etchiloso b'kadosha. That shir is a lentil. If it's less than a lentil, then it's a portion that could never be the whole thing. But if it's a lentil, that portion could be the whole thing, because that's how a chomet starts. It's first, what's it called? When you can see it, it's the size of a lentil. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer kizon of halatah. No, it has to be the size of a lizard's tail. That's the amount that is called, what's it called, bohem and mayhem. It's a portion, but it's a portion that could be the whole thing. Rashi, bohem, kol anogea, bohem. Mayhem, kol ashir, ipololob, mayhem, the mosam yitma. Chomet, omer ani, shehu min sheret, shekorin limga. Chomet is a sheret, is called a limga. Hagodl b'klipa, ha'olechas u'magelas tomi, kol kama shegodl. It grows, I think it's a snail. It grows, and it grows like a circle, and it adds layers, one onto the other. And the first layer is the size of a lentil. Anybody have an English what the chomet is? Huh?
Snail.
Snail? No, that's Rosh Hashanah. Kizon of halatah, lefish mefarcheses la'achar shenechtecha. Right? A portion of a sheretz that's like the whole thing is a tail, because it moves independent of the thing if it's cut off. You see, the tail can move independent of the rest of the body. Okay. Versus Arayas Michtav Ksive. Arayas also is written. Right? All the Arayas are Mefurish, so why is that also Mashi Yismachu? Lo Nitzricha Lebito. Ella Labito Mianu Sasa, the Lok Shiva. Right? The person's daughter, who's not his wife's child, but somebody who was ma'anis. He was never married to the mother. But he produced this child, that's also called Bito. The Torah doesn't say that the Therish. The Omar Rava, Omar Li Rabitzva Baravdimi, Asya Haina, Haina Asya Zima Zima. We only learn it from Gzereshavis. What's it called? Two Gzerah Shavas. That's already not considered like it's Beferish. Even though we had before the Gzerah Shavas considered Beferish, this is two Gzerah Shavas, not Beferish. Rashi explains the case. The Bito Me'anusoso, the Lo Ksiva. It's not written Beferish. The Ilo Bito Me'ishto Ksiva. Your daughter from your wife, from a woman you're married to, that's written in the Torah. Ervas Eish Isha Ubito. Right, the erva of a woman and her daughter. So that's your daughter from a woman, meaning isha that you married. Mashma bein shahabas mimenu bein meishacher. Right, there it means if you married a woman, you can't live with her daughter, whether it's your daughter or her daughter, so for another man. Right, once you marry the mother, you can't live with your stepdaughter either, or your own daughter. Uksi, Kroachrina, there's another pasuk. Erva's bas bincha o bas bitcha. Right? The erva of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. Okay? But the Gemara says that's talking where it's not your what's it called your child from a marriage, but from rape. Midlo osra kasu bas bita shall ishazu ela bas habash and olda hinenu. Right, since over here we're not asering the step granddaughter. Right, we're answering only the granddaughter of your, that you were the father of the daughter, or the son who had the daughter. Bahaikra danusa bas bito bas benoksi bito loksi. In this pasuk, it only says the granddaughter. It doesn't say the daughter. We learn out that the daughter is also chayiv, being tomer kalvachomeru. If you chayiv for the granddaughter from a woman that you rape, you surely chayiv on the daughter. Right? Ain't nazir min adin. They ain't onshi min adin. You don't learn azaros, lavin from a din, nor the onish from a din, from a kalvachomer. Okay? Din kalvachomer. So therefore, what's it called? This is only something that is, what do you learn? Dine mominus, umitsus asei, bahalachus, avoda, psule kodshim, atalom the kalvachomer. All these things you can learn from a kalvachomer. Avalo azaros la onshim. You can't learn punishments. And some say the reason is, since a kalvachomer is a swara, right, you can learn all these halachas, but to punish somebody, what's it, what happens if your svara is wrong? So how can you punish somebody and then you'll decide that it's wrong and the guy got killed or he got malchus or whatever, you can't take it back. All these other things you could rectify. That's one pshat. Another pshat why you don't learn onshim for kavachomer, because an onish is a kapara. So maybe you get a kapara for a lesser thing, but for a greater thing there is no kapara, you don't get the onish. The whole svara of a kalvachomer doesn't apply to punishments. Umikroi nafkala meseches makas, umehecha nafkala bito miyansaso. So where do you know that your daughter, from a woman that you raped, you're also usher to her? How do you know that? Omar Rava, Omar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Asya heina heina li sura. The isra we learn from heina heina, Asya zima zima l'sreifa. And we learn from another kalvachomer, another zereshava, that you get tsreifa if you did live with her. Okay, one we learn the iser, one we learn the onish. Ksib bin isuin, she'eira heina zimahi. Right? Ksib, by the case where you marry the woman, it says heina. Right? Sha'ro heina. Zimahi. And it says by the case of the onish, ki ervascha heina. The case where it's not your wife, but it's the woman that you raped. So there it says, what's it called? Also, Hena. Maha Omer bin Isuin, Osa Akasu Bito Kibas Bito, Ukibas Bino, Atba Onsim Osa Akasu Bito Kibas Bito Gulas Bino. Just like in the case where you're married to the woman. It doesn't make a difference if it's your daughter or your granddaughter, they're both Osir. So too, in the case where you rape the woman, it doesn't make a difference if it's the granddaughter, which it says Beferish, or the daughter, it's also Osir. Ashi Zima Zima Lesreifa, Meachash Lamarto Anusa Minisua, since we learned anusa from a woman that you're married to, that both the daughter and the granddaughter are osir, now we learn further from the word zima that you chayv sreifa. Uven iksu achshiv zima hi kama d'chshiv ben anusa domi the chazer v'lomet b'sreifa mi'isha sheyikach es isha v'yes ima zima hi b'esh yisrofu by living with your mother-in-law. Right? You get sreifa. Right? And it says zima, so over here also it says zima, you get sreifa. Yisrofu also gets hen. So the same thing over here. Okay. Hein, hein, gufei Torah. It says, these things are gufei Torah. The Gemara says, honey in, hanachlo. Only what's it called? The ones that are mefurish, they're gufei Torah. And the ones that are not mefurish, you learn from Torah Shabbat Peh, are not gufei Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh is not as what's it called, reliable or as authoritative as Torah Shem Bechsav. They're both Gufei Torah. They're both Gufei Torah. Whether it's only in Torah Shem Balpeh or also in Torah Shem Bechsav, both of them have the same authority. Hani in Hanach Lo, Tani de Mepharshi, Havi Gufei Torah. Hanach de Lo Mepharshi, Kulei Hai Lav Gufei Torah, Bitmil, Hain